Welcome back, everybody, to the Evolve You podcast. I am your host, Dr. Brian McElderry, an executive health coach, consultant, doctor of pharmacy, and entrepreneur. And within this podcast, we will be bringing you exciting episodes discussing health, business, and personal development to evolve you into the best version of yourself. So with that being said, let's hop into this episode. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Evolve You podcast. I am your host, Dr. Brian McElderry, and it is so good to come back to you guys again with another exciting episode. First of all, I always love to recognize our new listeners on here, our first-time listeners. We appreciate you for tuning in with us on this episode, and you've probably gone and checked out some of our other episodes. We highly recommend it, and we continue to ask you for your support by simply subscribing to the podcast if you do enjoy this one or any of our previous episodes, so you can go ahead and get notified when a new episode releases. Also, to our continued listeners and supporters, we thank you so much because we have been getting a lot of feedback recently on the things that have been helping you that you've been actually implementing into your life from the various aspects of health, business, and personal development. So that's so exciting to hear because that is the purpose of this podcast, to allow you to evolve into the best version of yourself. And the only way we know how to do that is to continuously provide you valuable content that has practical steps that you can actually begin to research yourself or begin implementing on your daily journey and your daily life. So with that being said, let's go ahead and jump into this episode, which I am excited about because it's something that I have never really talked about before. And that is how to be a super parent. And you're like, Brian, do you have any kids? Are you married? Neither. Well, why should we listen to you? And I think the best thing that I would say for that is simply, I have to give credit out to my mom and my dad. You know, I was blessed enough to have both in the household, and I saw growing up how a super parent, should be, or at least my eyes, I believe my parents were superheroes. And nowadays, we're just raising a different generation. And if you're listening to this and you're in my shoes where you don't have any kids or you don't have a spouse that you've been binded to legally out of love as well, then, you know, maybe this doesn't resonate with you as much, but maybe you're headed in that direction, right? And you believe that, hey, I want to be the best parent or mentor or super parent or superhero my child can actually look up to. And if you are a parent right now and you do have children under the age of 18, I do believe it is imperative, you know, the things that we need to learn for ourselves, for our own personal development, but also how to show ourselves as examples. I do believe that's extremely important, even more so nowadays, because we have so much more influence outside of our household now that I believe it's being a detriment to the development of our youth in our next generation. So how can not only, number one, what you're going to learn in this episode is, number one, how can you become this super parent, an example to your children or your future children, but also how can you continue to have that purpose-driven life when you wake up every single morning and you feel like you're valued? You feel like your goals are still important to your family and to the masses, and you don't feel like you have to give up your life necessarily for the purpose of developing your children's life. And this could be implemented not only with kids that are your own, but if you are a mentor or a youth pastor, or you do any type of volunteer work with kids, I believe this episode will touch you because it's touched me doing the research of how we can develop our youth through, but also continue to have our own personal goals and find ourselves in this super parent, super mentor role. And how can you get your groove back? Okay. So I'm going to ask a couple questions and you guys can think and let me know, you know, via a DM, a message, an email, you know, share the podcast on any social platform that you're listening on, IG, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, wherever you are. Go ahead and share it out and let me know if any of this stuff resonates with you. Why am I the only one doing all the work? When is it going to be time for me? Why is it so hard for me to relax? So if those three kind of statements resonated with you, let me know. Because a lot of times when we are trying to develop our next generation or as a mentor or parent, we find ourselves feeling like we need to give up everything. And this could resonate with you because we have a lot of kids that are back to school, right? Whether they're in college, whether they're in grad school, because, you know, my mom never says, hey, you're going to always be my baby. You know, whether you're sending your kids off for the first day of kindergarten or whatever the situation is for you, because there's different seasons of youth, right? There's different seasons. And whatever season that is for you, you may be feeling any of these three statements. Why am I the only one doing all the work? When is it going to be time for me? Why is it so hard for me to relax? Okay. Now, when you're dealing with these things, you have to ask yourself also a couple more questions. Why do we believe that because we are developing the next generation, that our process or our journey or our goals are done? I don't know. That's a good question to ask yourself to start thinking about. But in my point of view, I believe that, you know, a lot of people think that they've come to the end of their life once they've given life or once they begin to take on another life under their wing. And that does require sacrifice. But at the same time, what I firmly believe now is children need examples. They need examples of drive from our adults. They need examples of drive from our mentors and our leaders. Because I remember growing up and I remember seeing my parents continuously working or continuously striving for more and providing for us and showing up to, you know, basketball games and baseball games and any other sports games, our band concerts, taking us on vacations. And like I said, I was blessed and I don't take that for granted at all. And some people might not have that situation or have never been in that situation or had a different upbringing. So I want to be conscious to that. But what I do firmly believe is if you are in a leadership position, a mentorship position, a parent, it is imperative nowadays that we show by example that life is in our hands. Life is for the taking. That we have control over the things that we want, and that it's a process and a journey. Because nowadays, there's so much influence that's going on in our lives, that in our kids' lives, in our youth, I should say, that they're being influenced outside of the household. So when they leave your household or they leave the nest and they go out into the world, and you're not hip or up to date on the things that are going on, a lot of times it's very hard to understand why your processes at home aren't working. Why it feels so hard to develop when you are not developing yourself. Because if you grew up in a different era and you felt like that era was a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 step process and you're set for life. And nowadays it feels more for these kids like a winding road that they have no idea is zigzagging. It's not a straight line. So I think it's imperative, number one, to make sure that we teach our youth how to overcome obstacles, not to veer away from them or, you know, highlight the fail, that there's never going to be any failure in life. I think it's so imperative to have that. So the biggest thing for parents, future parents, that I want you to understand is as you're developing your household, as you're developing our youth, our next generation, I want you to get out of this episode in particular, and I'm going to give you 10 different journal entries or questions that you can do in the morning and the evening to continuously fuel that fire and fan that flame. And the best analogy that I got from recent sermons that I've listened to at my local church here, I've had some awesome sermons that resonated with me in the titles, and one was Fan the Flame. Second was Rip the Roof Off. And these two are very powerful phrases, right? And you're thinking, well, I'm interested now. And I'll link those episodes down below, or those sermons down below. I mean, you guys can go check those out. But what I got from each of those powerful sermons, and they were both guest pastors at our church, is fan the flame. A lot of times what happens when you go camping, if you're not a camper, you might not know the reference, but you can visualize this right here. To start a fire, what do you need to do? You're thinking right now, right? I'm not a camper either really, but when you start a fire, a campfire, you go grab some wood. Maybe you do it old school. You rub two twigs together and start a spark, or you light it and you get the fire going. And maybe you have to grab some more twigs and some leaves and some brush and some more twigs and some more wood. And you have to fan it a little bit, right? It needs some air. What happens if, as parents, as leaders, as mentors that are trying to develop our next generation, what happens if we don't continue to fan our flame? If we don't continue to pour into ourselves, understanding that we still have purpose on this earth? The second sermon, Rip the Roof Off, was, there was an analogy within the sermon, and the pastor said, open up your palm, open up your hand. And you see those lines going through your hand right now? You're probably doing this as I'm talking. Each of us has a different genetic makeup. Each of us has a different pathway in our palms. And that pathway can be a reminder that your life is unique. No one has a story like you. And a lot of times what happens when we're trying to develop the next generation, when we're trying to be this super parent, trying to hold down our household, what happens? A lot of times maybe you're feeling like you have to give up everything. You have to sacrifice all of your goals. You have to sacrifice everything that you've worked for, or anything that you wanted to strive to get to develop this next generation. What happens if you flip the script and look at it from a different perspective and say, hey, how can I rip the roof off of these limitations that I'm putting on myself, and allow myself to realize that I can bring people along the journey with me? My life does not have to be over. I don't have to say the end. I don't have to settle. I don't have to stop. You can bring people on board with you. If you're religious or if you're faithful, you probably heard the story of Noah and his ark, right? What would happen if Noah just saved himself? If he knew that he could get to this goal by himself, he could get to the other side. He needed this ark to survive. He knew he got a call in from God, and he knew that this flood was coming. But he said, no, I'm going to bring some people on with me. I'm going to bring some animals. I'm going to bring everybody that I can, and we're going to go along this journey together. We are going to get there together because I value those lives as well. What would happen? What would happen if you brought your child along with you? What if you told them? Children are very smart. Mind you, remember, I don't have any. I've definitely mentored some youth. I'm not married, but I've been in long-term relationships. But I've observed, and I've realized that, you know, I'm not sure if I still want kids or not. I haven't even got there. I'm not even thinking about that. But I have said, how can I be the best example for our next generation? How can I show up more powerfully for myself to continue to push forward for my goals so they can have an example to follow? That they know that when you get 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, it's not over. It's not over until it's over. Until you have that calling, it's not over. So waking up and saying, I just don't know what I'm supposed to do today. I just don't know how I'm going to make it through today. I just don't know what's the point. I don't know the next step. My life is over. I've hit my end. I don't have any more room for growth. I don't have any more bandwidth. These are the things that are going on in our heads as leaders, as parents, as mentors, as volunteers, that we think that because as we're developing the next generation, that we don't feel that our goals, our future achievements, our end goal that we envision ourselves to be at isn't still attainable. So, Brian, like, what you're talking our heads off. You've explained. You've made your point. So, how do we get out of this? How do we allow ourselves to not give up our lives, but bring people on the ark, bring people along our journey with us, and we all get to our individual goals together? We show them the way. We don't tell them. And I think that's being misconstrued now because we feel like if we are older or we are the parent or we are the authority of whatever that we are the leader, that we know all. And yes, we do know more because maybe we have been through more. But what can our kids teach us? Should we listen more? Should we allow ourselves to just observe? Understand what's going on, because this could be a whole discussion. And the reason I felt so moved to make this podcast episode and to have this episode be this super parent is because I feel, even as a millennial, even as a leader in my own right, even as a person that doesn't have any children, even as a person that doesn't have a spouse right now, I feel that as I've observed, just walking through my daily life, observe parenting, observe what's going on in our society. And mind you, I'm in Dallas, Texas. It's unfortunate. I've prayed and I've just wept honestly for and just in awe of what's been going on with this terrorism, with this these shootings, and not just too far up the road, about 30, 45 minutes in Allen, Texas, just north of Dallas. We had a young man who had an AK-47, took it, drove over 600 miles, knowing that he had walked in the door of his home with this gun. The parents knew. They didn't say anything. They didn't know what was going on. Obviously, that's a whole nother discussion, but this child drove 600 miles and was so angry and had so much hate in his heart that he felt like it was his duty, quote unquote, to walk into a Walmart and take the lives of others. And I remember the story not too long ago when, I mean, it was what, a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, this happened. I mean, you heard stories of a mother and a father covering their one-year-old and two-year-old and the sacrifice that they made to protect the child and to be that super parent. But it seems like what I've observed now is that not only one, that we've lost our sense of control, but we've also lost the sense of self. Because if we feel that we have no control over our youth or don't understand them or don't feel like we fit in anymore because we were raised in a different generation, we feel like that our goals should be put on the back burner and our life is over. So number one, we don't understand our youth. Number two, we feel like we don't even know the direction we're going in. So you're stuck. I want you to message me right now. I want you to DM me. I want you to share this. Pause it right now. Share this episode because someone needs to hear this. And I'm going to give you some practical steps because I always love to do that. And even if this doesn't resonate with you, even if you're like, Brian, I hear what you're saying. I understand you. I support you. But this doesn't apply directly to me. You know somebody that it could help. You know somebody that needs to hear something to where they shift and move in their life and they become that super parent, that super mentor, that super volunteer, reaching down, grabbing our youth up and understanding that they can, not only the parent, the mentor, the volunteer, the leader, not only can they continue to achieve their next step in life, but also understanding how they can bring that youth along with them. And show by example and say, hey, where do you want to go? I'm going to go along with you. I want to understand why you want this life. I want to understand you more. So I'm going to listen. I'm going to sit here. I'm not telling you anymore. I want to listen and I want to show you by example. Because what I found that motivates me, that allows me to... And people ask me that, right? What motivates you, Brian? What motivates you? How do you get so much motivation and inspiration? What motivates me is the understanding that an individual has so much passion and drive to achieve a goal that each and every day they wake up excited with purpose and passion. That no matter what, no matter who gets in their way, no matter what someone tells them, that in their heart, they know that this is what they want out of their life. This is what the direction they want to live and go. This is where they want to live. This is who they want to be with. They understand that, hey, I'm on a journey and I'm on a process and each and every day I'm improving. And when I see that personally, from my standpoint, when I see that in others, it excites me. It gives me so much motivation and inspiration to say, man, they truly are on a journey right now. And I need to get on mine. I need to constantly, I'm slacking today. So whatever motivator you have, I encourage you to, number one, get around people that are on a journey, that are on a process, that each and every day that you're going to have some good days, you're going to have some bad days, but understanding that the bad days are improvement days. Those are days that you need to understand what could I have improved? What decision could I have made better? So I'm going to give you some practical steps right now to start implementing it within your life. Start implementing within your quiet moments so you can allow yourself to, number one, my biggest thing with people in general, how I believe that we're going to move our next generation forward is we start working on self. But at the same time, there's all this self-help stuff. And there's, you know, even my podcast is under self-help or slash health. And I firmly believe that yes, it is important, but there needs to be practicality behind it. There needs to be steps that people can actually implement. And there also needs to be an accountability with that. But also, you need to analyze, is it working? Okay, am I actually doing the things that I said I'm going to do? And do I see improvement in my life? Do I see improvement in other people's lives? Do I see improvement in the way I feel, the way I'm performing, the way my body is reacting to this healing mechanism? Okay. So I'm going to give you some practical steps right now. I know you're waiting for them. And this is a morning and an evening journal writing practice. Okay. So I'm going to give you 5 different questions on each set. So in the morning that you can do and in the evening that you can do. And you're asking, who is this for, Brian? Because you're talking about being a super parent and you're talking about being a super mentor, a super leader. And I think it's so imperative that each and every one of these questions can actually be implemented within your life, even if you don't have any children right now. You are a child of God, and you do have the ability to reach down and bring somebody else up, right? You have that ability, okay? So, number one, this is our morning journal writing practice. This is what you can do first thing in the morning before you start your day. You're having your cup of coffee. You are having your cup of tea. You're having some water, maybe. You are having some breakfast. Maybe you are just about to leave for work, or maybe you're working from home, whatever that is for you. Maybe you're just woke up before the kids have to go to school. The kids have left. Maybe they've left for college. Maybe they are going to boarding school, whatever that is. And you're at home alone and you're wondering, man, like I don't know what's going on with them, but I feel like I don't have anything to cultivate anymore necessarily. They're not at home. I don't know what they're doing. I don't have any more control. Now what do I do with my life? I want you to implement this right now. Your morning journal writing practice. Question number one, is anything bothering me that needs my full attention before I start my day? And on each of these questions, I want you to write at least 3 to 5 sentences. You can write even longer if you want. This can be a writing practice that you can actually kind of make your own and take with it what you like. Number two, what feeling does this issue create? Can I allow myself to feel this emotion without resistance? Number three, what would I love to accomplish by the end of today? This is important. These first three are so important for setting the day, and I do these myself. And like I said, it doesn't have to apply specifically to parenting, but I think it's so important for you to start your day off with yourself. How would I like to feel while accomplishing this task or goal? So you're putting yourself in a state of feeling of, by the end of the day, I want to accomplish this. And what joy, what excitement, what would I be doing? Who would I be with? How would I be celebrating? How would I feel after this goal or task is accomplished? What thought, number five, what thought or mantra can I think about to help me create that feeling? So this is important too, because before you head out for the day, you're about to take the kids to school. Maybe you are about to start your work day. You've got to go to mentorship. You have, employees that you've got to manage, and sometimes their children, right? Whatever that is for you, you are a leader because you're listening to this podcast. So this can apply. The last one is important to me because I believe the thoughts and mantras that you think about on a daily basis, what can you go back to get that state of euphoria or feeling? Because when the first email hits you, or the first traffic stop hits you, or the first accident on the road, or the first scream that you hear from the kids, what are you going to do? Are you're going to get flustered, right? You're going to forget everything that went out the door. I was feeling great, Brian. I had this huge goal I was going to accomplish by the end of the day. I was going to start my business. I was going to start this blog. I was going to allow myself to go to this promotional meeting. I was going to step up to my boss and say, hey, I need a promotion. Whatever that is for you, you had a goal, right, at the end of the day, and now you've gotten flustered. So you've gotten off of that. So it's so important to create a thought behind this. So as you're thinking about, as you're writing, making sure that you can return quickly back to those thoughts, or having a mantra that you say. If you go back to listen to NLP, the NLP episode that I had last, creating that mantra or that tick, that certain action that you can do to get yourself back into a state of good feeling and positive thoughts. Okay. So that's morning. That's before you start anything for the day, before you interact with anyone, start with yourself. An evening journal writing practice. So this is what you do after you've handled the kids, you have, stepped out of the office and it's been a rough day. whatever that is for you, it's been rough, right? And maybe you've gotten lost in the sauce. You've gotten lost from the vision and the goal and the task that you were supposed to accomplish. So making sure you are writing this down and journaling in the evening before you go to bed allows yourself to lower your stress levels. It allows yourself more clarity, allows yourself to feel like your day was valuable and it wasn't a waste. So I'm going to go ahead and give you five questions. What do I love about my life as it is today? What do I love about my life as it is today? There's got to be something good, because there can always be the negatives, especially at the end of the day. It's hard, right? You felt like, man, it wasn't a perfect day. It was hard. I had this issue to handle. I had this issue to handle. I had kids running around. I just don't know. Like, whatever that is for you, you've got to create some type of positive feeling for what do I love about my life as it is today. Number two, what action did I take today that I am most proud of? If you did not take an action today, this evening practice allows you to, man, like, go to sleep with a state of clarity and peace, but also wake up knowing the previous day, I did not take any action. I didn't do what I said I was going to do. Number three, how are my experiences today showing me what I want more of and less of in my life? I'm going to repeat that again. How are my experiences today showing me what I want more of and less of in my life? If you are in a current state where the experiences, or it feels like life is just, it's not going where you want it to go. It feels stagnant. It feels like the experiences that you have are nowhere to be found. There's nothing that happened today, Brian, to where it's leading to me to where I want to be or whatnot. Okay. So this practice right here, this question allows you to realize, okay, well, what experiences can I create or bring into my life? Or what experiences or things do I need to start removing, or people I need to start separating myself from, or bringing them up with me? What needs to happen to create these positive experiences each and every day that allows me mental clarity, stress less? It allows me to feel more happy in my body and feel healthy and revived and revitalized. Number four, when today did I feel most connected to my highest self? When today did I feel most connected to my highest self? So this question right here allows us to realize, at what point in the day did you feel, man, I'm feeling really, really good? It could be a thought that you had. Maybe you had a spark of a business idea. Maybe you had a spark of something happened in your child's life that you felt like, man, like, I'm so proud. What happened in your life today that you got ultimate euphoria? You felt on cloud nine. There's got to be something. Even if it's the smallest thing. You woke up and you said, man, this coffee's good. Man, this tea is good. Man, that smoothie was good. Man, this lunch is good. Brian, what does that have to do with anything? When you're constantly allowed to train our minds to go back to states of happiness, this allows us to create more purpose, more mental clarity for freedom of thought. It allows our short amount of bandwidth in our minds to be free of stress. How does this allow us to be a super parent, a mentor, a volunteer, a leader? How does this help? What happens when you're stressed? You don't want to do anything. You can't think clearly. You're tired. You're exhausted. So you see how this stuff ties in together. What happens, there's been many studies on this, and this is more specific to the parents. What happens when a child sees their parent happy? What happens when their child sees their parents going after their goals, fighting, continuously moving forward, thinking positively? What do you think is going to happen to that child? Man, mom, dad, they're really happy right now. What do you think is going to happen to that child? They're going to be inspired, maybe. They might draw closer to you. They won't look for influence outside of the house because they feel they've got super mom. They've got super dad in the house. They don't need anyone else. They can know, like, and trust you more. Number five, can I believe that right now in this moment, all is well and there is nothing I need to do? Can I believe that right now in this moment, all is well and there is nothing I need to do? Where in my body do I feel that sense of contentment, relaxation, peace? Where in your body do you feel that? Is it in your shoulders? Is it in your legs? It is in your head, your arms, your hands, your feet. Where in your body do you feel a sense of calmness? Can I allow myself to feel satisfied and relaxed before bed? So what are each of these questions kind of leading towards, the way they're leading off? Can I believe? Can I allow myself? Where in my body do I feel? You're asking yourself and you're allowing yourself and you're affirming yourself that you can talk to self. You can allow yourself to feel these things of positivity, relaxation, and less stress in your life and more purpose for your life. You can do these things. So I'm so excited for each and every person that's going to begin to implement these questions, these journal writing practices, the morning and the evening one. Please go ahead and tag us, tag me in any post, allow me, shoot me a message, shoot me an email. As you can see, I'm so excited to hear how this is going to be of help to you. And if you believe that some other super mom, super dad, mentor, leader, professional, whoever that is, bringing somebody else behind them, how can they show by example by doing the work through themselves morning and evening? Who can you share this with? You're thinking right now, man, someone needs to hear this right now. I want you to shoot it out to them. Again, I'll have these questions listed down below so you can make sure you have them written out. You don't have to go back and listen to the episode necessarily. So please send me a picture. I want to see it. I want to see it that you're doing these entries and how they're actually helping you, okay? Relax and find more purpose for your life. Become that super mom and super dad and super mentor and super volunteer and super leader and super professional. Each and every one of these things are all tied in together because you are valuable. You are valuable. And I want you to, again, look at that palm. Look at that palm of your hand and realize that you've got different lines than your partner. You've got different lines than your child. You've got different lines than that coworker, that colleague. You've got different lines than your pastor. You've got different lines than anyone you interact on a daily basis. Knowing that each and every person that you interact with, you have the ability to put life into them. You have the ability to show up more powerfully with energy and purpose. And you have something to tell because your story is unique. And I want that for you. If you feel like this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to support you further. And if you do need support, all of my links down below for coaching or anything, speaking opportunities, if you'd like me to come speak to your organization, I would love to do so. I'd love to talk about that and what that looks like for you. So thank you guys so much for listening to